I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Dozens of world leaders have converged on a Swiss resort to discuss how to bring peace to war-ravaged Ukraine, though any hopes of a real breakthrough are muted by the absence of Russia. More than 2 years into the war, the combatants remain as far apart as ever, with Kyiv sticking to its demands that Russia leave all Ukrainian territory it has seized, and Moscow pressing on with its grinding offensive that has already taken large swaths of eastern and southern Ukraine. Despite Russia's absence from the summit, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday that he thinks the event could lay the groundwork for an eventual end of the war. Hollywood's A-list is turning out for President Joe Biden's campaign at a glitzy fundraiser headlined by George Clooney and Julia Roberts that features former President Barack Obama as well. Late night host Jimmy Kimmel interviewed all four of them Saturday night's event at the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles. The Biden campaign says the event is expected to raise at least $28 million for his campaign. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has suggested that President Biden should have to take a cognitive test, only to confuse who administered the test to him and the sentence. The former president, a presumptive Republican nominee, referred to during a speech Saturday night to Republican Texas Representative Ronnie Jackson, who was a White House physician for part of his presidency, as Ronnie Johnson. The moment came as Trump was questioning Biden's mental acuity, something he often does on the campaign trail and on social media as well. Jackson was elected to Congress in 2021.